USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Manhunt is underway for the suspect in a Brooklyn subway shooting. Schools in the area remain on lockdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
Roughly two dozen people were shot or otherwise injured after a lone gunman in a reflective vest and possibly wearing a gas mask threw smoke bombs on a subway car in Brooklyn and began shooting Tuesday morning. It happened on the southbound R train beginning at 25th Street. As the doors closed, the suspect threw the smoke bombs and opened fire. One witness on ABC 7 in New York City.
People all look scared, terrified, calling their parents, calling their jobs.
A U.S. attorney in Michigan is planning to refile charges against two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A mistrial was declared in the high-profile case last week. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.